did in burning those five flags for those five stops, in that is the potential of a future. If we can get those pictures and get the message of what was demonstrated in that part of our declaration and in the content of the words spoken by Noche from the truck to people from Argentina to South Africa, from Kenya to all over South Asia and the Mideast, to all over the world, to people under the boot of this system, that will mean a great deal. And what you did yesterday means a tremendous amount, and don't let anybody take that away from you. And then act on it. But what was represented in what I just showed from the truck in that march, young, old, black, white, Latino, Asian, and if I left anyone out, it's only because I was looking into the sun. What was represented in that march, in the discipline, and what was said about what time it is, about that we have a leadership, that matters a tremendous amount. And you saw it in the faces of people peering out their windows and from behind alleyways with their fists in the air, grabbing literature. What you saw yesterday was the potential of a movement for an actual revolution where people could get free at last. And people say this can't be done, but that's not true, and we proved that yesterday in an embryonic way. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was 50 people, not so many. Did you see the impact that 50 people had?
I know. Wow.
What if by July there's 250 people? Mm-hmm. What if by October there's 1,000 people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if we do this again 1 year from today, here with 2,000 people? Mm-hmm. You think the whole society won't change? You're going to have a chance today to make that argument. No, I'm serious. You should make that argument, because 2,000 people in a country of 330 million people is not that many people. But you see, we embodied the hopes and the aspirations of people, and that's what mattered. I said black, white, Latino, Asian, young and old. What did that represent? It represented that all different kinds of people were getting behind a protest, behind a march, behind a movement that had one objective, which is what? To emancipate humanity, to free humanity from the scourge of this system. One of the hallmarks of this movement in its leadership, in its leader, Bob Avakian, is that this is not about the first shall be last and the last shall be first, as the Bible and then too many communists repeated these words of the first shall be last and the last shall be first. This is a revolution for the emancipation of all of humanity, and that resonated with the people on the sidelines, and this is the kind of leadership that you have in Bob Avakian. That there's the potential to emancipate everyone, and how to do that is something you need to know about. Noche spoke, and Michelle spoke about this from the van, and certainly Joe Veal here, but Joe spoke about it at Florence and Normandy, the site of the rebellion. We use the word science, and there's a book that you can get at the book table here called Science and Revolution, an interview with Ardea Skybreak, and in that book she talks about the importance of science, and she says that with science, you can confront problems instead of running from them. Without science, you're at the mercy of being manipulated, being played by people promising you things that can't be done, and other people manipulating your emotions, your things that you feel that aren't corresponding to the way the world actually is and how it could be transformed. This is what Bob Avakian has brought to us. He's brought the science of revolution to a new place, a new level. So look, I wanted to just to really sink in. Because what we're doing today in these workshops and getting down into all this is trying to understand what it is we're fighting for, how it is we're going to fight, and what we have in this leadership of Bhavan Vaikyan. Look, what you saw in that discipline march is the potential to actually win a revolution. Mm-hmm. That matters. Because without winning, we're stuck with what is. And I'm not going to go on about how bad that is. That was brought out yesterday. And it's something we have to return to. But the thing about Bhavan Vaikyan, not only has he developed a strategy for how to win and a method in the science that I was just speaking about, but he's also developed a vision of a radically new society and a concrete plan for it in the Constitution for a new socialist republic in North America. This is not Bernie socialism, which is the same thing with a little bit of lipstick on it. This is a different society on the road to freeing all of humanity. Okay? That's what this is about. The emancipation of humanity, and it's winning, an actual revolution, preparing now to be able to win, and then it's going ahead to win in the largest sense, because that revolution is just the first step towards emancipation of all humanity. Today, as we get into BA more deeply, get into the questions of revolution, the strategy, how you form a revolution club, how we use the social media, all these kinds of things. We have to understand the importance of actually struggling this out and getting more deeply into things. When you go out and do this, you're going to encounter a lot of stuff. There's going to be people there who are going to defend this system, and probably not a few. There's going to be even more people who just say, man, get out of my face with that, man. I'm taking care of business. I got my life to do. I got my family. I got my video games or whatever else. And they're going to ignore you. And then you got other people there who got a vested interest in their little piece of reform, however well-intentioned or ill-intentioned they are. It's not going to solve the problem, but they're going to be up in your face about what you're doing. If you don't have a scientific understanding, which means what? An understanding of how the world actually is, what the problem really is, and how it could really be changed, you're going to be buffeted around by this. But the fact of the matter is these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't understand. They've not done the study about the nature of this system. They've not studied the past revolutions to understand what their strengths and their weaknesses were. They've not understood the nature of this system and how it could actually be defeated and how we could go on to a radically different world. And that's what we're going to start today. And today is just the first start of that process. And if I say, if you take nothing from this day other than that there is a way out of the madness by getting into BA, Bhavan Vaikyan, getting into the science of revolution, then that would be fine. If you got that, then you're on your way. Because I'll tell you what it means to get into BA is to follow your convictions. If you came out here on a Sunday morning, as sunny as this is, and I know you're all used to LA, but I'm not, okay? But you came out today because there's something in you that says there's something better. Mm-hmm. But to make that real, you have to get into this. Now, the party that Bhavan Vaikyan leads, the Revolutionary Communist Party, passed some resolutions a couple of years ago to what we're actually rooted in. And the first resolution, I'm not going to read it all, and these are things, this is part of the study and the homework you have to do, but I want to read one paragraph from this resolution. It says, where there is oppression, there will be resistance. The masses of people will continually rise up against their conditions of oppression and those who enforce this oppression. But without the necessary scientific theory and leadership, the struggle of the oppressed will be contained. It will remain confined within the system which is the source of oppression, and the horrors to which the masses are subjected to will go on and on and on. The new synthesis, which is the new communism, and the leadership of Bhavan Vaikyan represents and embodies the scientific understanding and approach the masses of the oppressed need to make the revolution they need, a revolution whose ultimate goal is a communist world, to emancipate themselves and ultimately humanity as a whole. As one of the people here who had just turned her face to the revolution said in a program at UCLA, when people were contesting, why are we getting into BA? She said, you don't understand. He set a whole new paradigm. Mm-hmm. A whole new paradigm for how to look at the world. Paradigm means a series of theoretical principles within a certain field by which everything else gets measured. And that's true. This is somebody new who grasped that what he's done is he's taken the science of revolution, he's taken the science of communism, he's taken the movement of communism, he's taken the dream of a world where people could be human beings and truly flourish, and he's given us a new way to look at it, based on drawing from what came before, but in significant ways different. So this is what we're, the import of all this. Before I get to, in just a second, I want to lay out what the workshops are and our first opening session is. I just want to say that in seeing that video and hearing the song, KK Ramos, which just by the way, that voice you hear at the beginning of the song, the Spanish speaking word where she does that slogan, for those who are experienced in Spanish might recognize that that's kind of a, her accent is somewhat indigenous to the mountains of Peru. This is taken from a video that is a Peruvian woman in the midst of that revolution that was going on in the early 1980s. And that's what she said, overlooking a sea of revolutionaries in the background. Unfortunately, that revolution, like so many and too many, was defeated, and both principally by the strength of the enemy, but also by weaknesses within, which actually has deepened our understanding of how we have to go at revolution. But when she said, we who have nothing only want the world, this is somebody who has lived in an isolated mountain area, but who had the vision of the whole world. So before this, I just want to, before getting to the agenda, I just want to say, speaking for myself and all of you, that there should be a bit of appreciation spoken for what it means to have leadership like this in Baba Vakin. What it means to have a core of people who came to LA, those who are experienced veteran organizers and leaders within the revolutionary movement led by Baba Vakin, those who have been in the Revolution Club for 6 months, some who have been in the Revolution Club for a few years, and all of you who have just turned your faces to the revolution, whether it was 6 months ago or 6 days ago, to all of you, I think we should all give ourselves and give Baba Vakin a round of applause and